Tonight we're talking Wags, the girls take a trip to Thailand. Is Larry going to propose? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Pipe it up, 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 pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I
stand on the stage and I
pipe it up. Get a regular hotel, I pipe it up. Buy a bando, then I pipe it up.
Can I say it to my
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Justin J here in studio for the Wags AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in the studio by my baby mamas. We got Miss Char Jocel.
Hey, everybody.
Trina Toad.
No one hits a Millie Rock better than Trina.
No, I literally, when I go out to the clubs, I think of you.
You get real drunk and you
do the Trina. Do the Trina.
Do the Trina. We should rename it to the Trina.
Do the Trina.
See, no one
now
hits
we gotta
it
all
the
go
the T-Tot.
Because we gonna just be Millie Rock.
You know what?
All
well, we actually have had a couple instances recently where we all went out, but you didn't come.
Because
despite
I
being
live
invited.
On the same
despite
side
being
that y'all
invited.
Do. If it's like in the middle, then.
Well, nah, we Valley girls.
Let me just tell y'all, I don't know how we gonna get through this episode right now because I don't know how I made it through that episode.
You're bored?
Someone said, wow, y'all on time today. We always on time for Wags.
Always
on time. Let me have a kernel.
I can't read that, Bethany. All right, let's talk about it. So we start episode off at Nicole had a, what is this, Hallie Bob?
Yeah.
Is that like a thing you girls read or something?
What the hell is a Hallie Bob?
I don't know. Her photo shoot like, where they revealed the big.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's what they called it?
It's
his name.
It. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was cute. It was a good picture of her. The interesting part of that is that Sophia met herself a foreign soccer player.
Foreign daddy. He plays for the LA Galaxy, and he's signed to Wilhelmina Models. Can I get a high five?
Okay.
Sophia, you better not mess this one up because
it's going to be so easy
for
her.
Those foreign men,
I
especially
didn't
those
see
foreign
the
black men.
Again, no chemistry.
Yeah,
there was chemistry.
Said, really?
You saw chemistry.
I saw chemistry.
It seemed forced.
First of all, I just have to go on record to say, I think that it is so damn tacky to have your manager walk up to a woman,
yeah,
or anybody for that matter, and speak on your behalf.
Girl, that's
in my mind.
Listen, no, because in my mind, that lets me know your intention with me.
Girl, first of all, rumor has it, I'm going to put that out there so I,
I'm
nothing
just
comes
saying,
back to me.
Your
but Justin Bieber's
me.
People, like Drake's people, like their managers
mm-hmm.
be reaching out to certain females.
Bodyguards.
Like, hey.
I mean, I know that that's protocol.
Yeah.
I get it, but I don't know, because it's happened to me a few times. I mean, if we're being honest. But I just feel like I already know from jump that you're not trying to make me your girlfriend, if
that's
you know what
true.
I mean.
I feel like she had more chemistry with, what's his name, Olivia.
With Mercedes. She did.
No, when they
yes,
went on the
did.
Date. That...
Trina, what's in your cup?
A lot of love.
I got to ask
apparently.
You like Jennifer Lewis
and
asked Sibley last night on the E! After Show.
And
what's
I'm rooting
in your
for
cup?
This union, this relationship. They're going to make some cute foreign babies.
Girl.
Ew.
I'm sorry. I ain't sorry. All right. We see Larry. He went ring shopping.
Larry has a beautiful smile.
All right.
When he gets older, he's going to be fat.
You think so?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's with most football
he
players.
Has, like, that stocky...
But that's...
That don't mean you're going to be fat. They're stocky older men.
Yeah, but you have to really take care of your body.
Seeing him in that...
He's a professional athlete.
Yeah, that has to take care of his body right now.
See, I just feel like when you do routine, it's hard for you to stray away from the routine. If you
not
make your bed
retiring,
every morning,
bitch.
If you make your bed every morning, it's hard for you to not make your bed every morning. If you miss a morning, you like beat yourself up about it. I have routines that I can't, like rituals and things.
Yeah,
that
but as you get older and you start like your body's worn out because it's like you played football, it's taxed out a little
bit. And they do, you know, they got
like,
the head and all that stuff.
And that's what always, it kills me because I see a lot of people, like, it's like all these fitness people, right? And they want to get super jacked. But nobody ever thinks, okay, in like 20 years from now, are you going to be wanting to be at the gym 5-6 days a week?
No, I feel like part of that, Jesse, is they do that now so it can be like, baby, look at how I used to look. Like, in my prime, stomach was flat, ass was fat. tits were perky.
I'm working out because I want my kids to be like, look at my mom. Like, my mom's a hot mom.
Well, it's going to take for you to bounce back first.
But, baby, my jeans. Not everybody's my jeans are impeccable. So,
what do we think about the ring choices?
$85,000 to $400,000. That's pretty solid. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that it matters how much a ring costs?
No, the cuteness of it. It has to be cute. Because presentation is everything. My brother got his wife a ring, and it was the ring she acts like she specifically wanted this ring, and he wanted to get her something more expensive, but that's what she specifically wanted. It had like a meaning to her, and it was just more about that would look cuter on my hand than walking around being like, yeah, this is this much money.
What kind of ring do you guys want?
I mean, I don't
know. I haven't given it much thought.
Like, I don't know how to even answer that question. Like,
I haven't given it, but I want it to be fat. And I don't know, like, if I want it pear shape, heart shape. Like, I haven't really delved into that.
See, I feel like I'm more of, like, somebody, like, I'm not a ring person. Like, I got short little hands. So it's like, I want, like, around my neck, like, I can have a wedding band.
Okay.
So someone can come and snatch.
Non-traditional.
So it can sit right next to my heart.
You guys can bet them together.
Gross.
So cute.
Shar is spelt with an S, boo.
It's okay, Michelle. I feel you. That comment Michelle. Gets a pass.
Melissa thinks that Nicole actually chose her ring.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean...
Huh, interesting.
Can we zoom in on this chat?
Just a little bit, if we could. All right, y'all. I mean, I'm just trying to keep this going so we don't end in 10 minutes. We get to Thailand. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because we were talking about this in Basketball Wives about not knowing if an animal exists. And so if you didn't watch Basketball Wives,
the
I was
water
telling
monkey?
Her, the water monkey. But I was telling her this weekend exactly, someone
we debated with Jesse
and didn't know a moose was real.
And reindeer.
They thought a moose was an extinct animal and thought reindeer were made up.
Even if it were extinct, it still was once upon a time real.
I had to explain them what a dodo bird was. They were like, what? I was like, that is extinct.
Not they were shook.
They were a little shook.
The Thailand thing, two things that really stood out to me. First of all, I don't even fly a 2-hour flight with all that damn makeup on. So how the hell did you ladies get from Los Angeles, California, halfway across the globe, just packed, pores
girl,
just packed.
You know, before they get off the plane, they probably went inside the bathroom. We've all
done it. They
don't
do their own paint, though. That paint looked professional. Did it not?
The girls are pretty good at it. And not only that, Autumn's sister is one of the makeup people.
We saw in the confessionals last
season. So she could have been on the plane with them.
You never know who travels with them. But I just figure just jet lag and all of that, like, if I get off a plane in Thailand.
I believe Olivia and Natalie and Nicole do their own.
A few baby wipes, a few.
If I get off a plane in Thailand, I'm going to be so jet lagged, I just take me to the damn resort.
Yep.
Don't have me in no chair in the airport bathroom beating my face to smithereens to film a scene.
See, to me, Sasha is the one that probably has someone like
on deck
hired to come
in Thailand. Mm-hmm. We're flying over.
Oh, and also a good observation. My second one was, did you all notice? I was like, am I tripping? But did you all notice that Autumn was getting along with Sophia and Natalie? They rode in the same car to the destination.
Not Sophia.
Sophia didn't even go.
Olivia.
And, yeah.
Autumn and Olivia sat right next to each other. Natalie was in the front seat. It was just a key, good time. And I was like...
I liked it. I liked that they did that.
Yeah.
It's something that Real Housewives does often is that they'll take one person from like the smalls and the talls and mix them with the other one. And then you see the genuine friendships. Like, it's like, okay, y'all really just be playing for the camera.
Right.
Or not be playing for the camera, but when you're around a certain person, you allow that person to kind of cloud your judgment with these other girls.
So
because if she was next to Sasha, I don't think that
would've. Who?
If Autumn and Sasha were in the same car with Olivia and Natalie, I feel like it
would have. That
would have,
yeah. Maybe producers did that because they thought that it was going to be some type of pop offerization. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like, girl, we so tired. Everybody cool.
It was so awkward in the car with Tia and Sasha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that was the awkward car.
Tia said she was unbothered.
That probably was like the best. Their little altercation, which we'll get into, is
right
probably
now,
the
let's
best
get into it.
Part
Dinner.
Of this episode.
Sasha comes out and, Tia finds out that Sasha's nickname for her is Peggy. Mm-hmm. And Tia was real cool about it. She seemed like she had a little drunk speech in her. You know what I mean? Like she might have had a couple sips. She said, you know, I just feel like if you're calling me these things, like, say it to my face. I see you all the time. Like, how long have you been saying this for? Months? Like,
right,
what is
right.
this? Like, and, you know, Sasha, she wasn't saying for you to say it right there in her face. What she was saying is all the time that you've been talking shit, just say it to her. Instead of now, when you're being confronted by
That's
Tia,
because
Tia
my
is
skin.
Confronting you right now, you're going to be like, and I'm saying it. And I'm saying it.
That's what
I
got think under
you're
my
sloppy,
skin.
Messy, and...
You're a junk bitch.
Yeah.
She That's said, you need to fix them edges.
To match that curly weave.
That was like...
To me, that wasn't...
That was like high school... And, you know, I don't know if it goes across, you know, different cultures what the insults are, but that's a real insult when somebody
no, it
says
doesn't
another
go
black
across
girl.
The cultures because
no, I'm not saying the edges part, but I wonder if, like, white girls are like, that's why your makeup's cakey, bitch, or, like, your pimples are white. Or,
I
like,
wouldn't know.
You know, I don't know, but I know that the edges, like, basically, that's, like, a real, like, come on. The edges ain't laid.
That's why Barbie was like, people are talking about hairlines and no. Like, Barbie didn't.
Hairlines.
She didn't get it.
An
wings
edge.
And hairlines.
We're sitting on a table. Like, I didn't
What
understand.
Do you mean edge control? What?
She made me, Sasha made me control? So mad in this instance because she then later went on to talk shit when Tia wasn't present, talking about how she ain't the one and she, I said it to your face, but like you just said, if you were never confronted about it, Tia would have never known because you were running behind her back, keep Kiki snickering behind her back, calling her Peggy.
Girl, Tia was throwing shade. She's like, everything I do, I pay for. Everything I have, I pay for. I was like, okay.
I say Tia won that.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Definitely, because it was just like Sasha was trying too hard. It came across like she watched too many, like a whole mm-hmm. season of Love and Hip Hop.
Or
like,
RHOA.
Yeah, I'm going to spice things up. Like, you're not Kenya Moore. You're not Kenya Moore. The show is not built for that. And you're not built for that. You're going to sit up here and shade her career, shade her. You know what I mean, girl? Like, you sitting up here talking about you're classy and she's a drunk, sloppy bitch.
But she was doing photo shoots and you was doing performances in on Crenshaw.
At
on
GQ.
Top of that.
Have you guys ever been to GQ?
Never even heard of it. What is it?
GQ Lounge in Inglewood.
How was it?
That's where it was at.
Did they have, you said they had ribs and stuff, right?
What I want to tell you is on a night off, this is like grown and sexy ratchet.
No, thank you. I
it's
want
a
no
whole
parts.
Bunch of 40, okay, so.
That's not my ministry.
A whole bunch of sugar daddies.
That's not
like,
my ministry. I want no parts.
But the day that she had the performance, it was a lot younger crowd.
That's private
still
performance.
Like
private party, not, right?
Well, it was, no, it wasn't a private party.
Like they booked a room out.
When
the
I walked in there, I tell you, I was so confused. That's why I called you. I was like, am I supposed to be here? Like, this is hella ratchet. Like, it just was not what I thought it would have, WAGS would have been. I right. thought this event would have been in Beverly Hills.
Girl,
or
the budget ain't that big.
North Hollywood or something.
North Hollywood I'll give them, but not Beverly yeah. Hills. I took a poll on Twitter, though, and I asked, were you team Tia or team Sasha? And who do you all think won?
Tia.
I think team Tia probably came along.
Tia did. Tia won by 60%, and Sasha, 40% of my Twitter feed were team you.
Although I'm team Sasha.
You're team Sasha for that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's like, I mean, although she didn't say Peggy at the pegging party, she's telling you now, and it's not like she was like being hella rude, and she had every right to like get defensive.
That
like,
is rude.
Come on.
I think that's rude.
Calling someone Peggy because
I mean, no, nickname. I think to me, Natalie said it the best. Natalie said, look, if you had presented it like, girl, when you told us that story about
you
pegging, we gotta call you Peggy. Yeah. Like, there's a way to do it versus being catty and bitchy.
And that's
about
why Tia was like, I thought I was having this conversation with an adult. Mm-hmm. Like, my sex. I mean, it was a juvenile joke and it can be taken as lighthearted, but I think that's rude. If I tell you that I enjoy doing a sexual act, and if I tell Jesse that I enjoy doing a sexual act, and Trinae mentions in passing that Jesse now got a nickname for me for what the information that I shared with the book, like, I'd be like, what? That is rude.
Because if Tia this whole time was talking shit, calling Sasha monotone, you know what I mean? As, oh, yeah, right. Have you seen when she turns
girl, your performance
her Beyonce
was,
and Sasha Fierce? No, Sasha is Sasha and monotone. Like,
well,
she turns
Sasha
into
Sasha Weeks. Yeah.
Right. I would say that. In that moment, I was team Sasha, but then when I realized, when they were playing the game and I saw the way she was acting, I was like, she's getting a bit too childish.
Mm. Wait, who? Sasha?
Sasha. Because it was like, come on now. No,
it was
now.
Too childish. And you could tell, like, this isn't the game you play. Like, you aren't that person. Why you did that, maybe producers
were in
here.
You're no Reed Queen.
You can tell. Like, she was trying to be, but she her stance, everything about her energy
was
uncomfortable.
There was no confidence.
Yeah.
There was
like,
no quick
if you
going to
read, bitch, if you know you're wrong, and then you got to read, bitch, you better
imagine
read in a standing stance, because you got to be on all, boo, your antennas
imagine
need to be
Sasha
out,
Sasha versus Nene.
No, Nene would read.
Nene would have obliterated her.
Down. And that, start with her.
The ring. And the ring ding me. Kim. Bowie.
Oh my gosh. She'd snatch it off. But in that moment, Sasha was definitely trying to be the villain out of the crew.
She was. Yeah. She wouldn't even be able to go head to head with Aud. I think Barbie would even read Sasha. I think Barbie has it in her.
I think, like, you would have to push Barbie to
that,
like,
level,
that level.
But she has it in her.
But
I
like Kelly would also out. Just hit you. Like, Kelly Cuddler would come out. all right. So then later in the episode, we see Sasha again. What was the other comment she threw in there towards Tia? When they were, like, talking about, like, they were playing, like, a game. And it was like, I only see five
cheers.
Pretty girls.
She was like, cheers to not having a cheers with that bitch. I was like... Whoa.
What is this, Jawbreaker?
Whoa. Like, you're
starring
being
Rose
hella
McGowan?
Petty right now? For what? Like, being petty because you know you are in the wrong. You know
and
that you're doing
Sasha was in Smooth Magazine? Honestly, like, here's what it comes off to me. It comes
tragic.
Across, like... It comes across to me like that actually puts it in great perspective. If we could scroll up and thank whoever that was. The fact that she was in Smooth Magazine.
Super
kind of,
Jada.
Super Jada, thank you.
2000.
It blows my mind because it's kind of like, so are you mad at Tia because she has the career that you might have wanted?
Yeah, Tia's
or she's
modeling.
Doing certain things that...
Tia's doing the modeling scenes with Morticia.
You don't see Nicole upset with her.
No, because Nicole is secure. I take it. She seems pretty damn secure in her mm-hmm. career to me, in person and through the show.
And even Autumn, the one that usually has Sasha's back, was like, I think you might have crossed the line.
But I feel like tonight we really saw Autumn and Sasha aren't key girl.
Well,
remember,
who did, when we interviewed Sasha, she said the two that she was closest to was Sophia. And what was the other
no,
one?
No, she said Olivia.
Yeah, that's what I meant. She hates Sophia. I keep mixing them up. I mean, they're practically the same person. Olivia and who else was the second one? Do you remember? Well, Autumn was not in the number. I'll
really?
Say that.
It was what's her name? No.
This
Barbie?
Was Sasha saying this.
Was Barbie her favorite?
I can't remember. But I remember being shocked because I was like, Olivia?
I think the wedding thing really threw a lot off for Sasha and Autumn because I think it gets to a point where it's just like, you gonna go, girl? Like, you went, after all the shit we were probably
right.
talking.
Yeah.
You went
and
around.
Sasha seems like that type.
To Barbie,
like,
so that you got
that invite.
She'd
sit with you and comfort you and read and talk shit and drink your wine and do all the extra. And then, you know, you call her and she like, girl, I'm in Mexico.
No, she just wants to. It seems to me that she wants to be the type to be everywhere so she could have status and be like, yeah. Well, I get along. Like, she tries
I get
to
along
go
with
from
everyone.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you, Kiara Lovelace.
What did she say?
I want to see Autumn in other scenes with the other girls. Michelle D.
Autumn
said
was
Autumn
barely
was
there this season.
But she, yeah, but I'm liking her personality a lot more from what we are seeing this
and season. From how we were introduced to her this season. Because remember, I was like, oh, she was introduced second season with being like totally villainous,
mm-hmm.
very bitchy, and now we see who's gotten the bitchy card.
And I'm just like, again. You're sitting here, like, I think T is the one that actually said it. She said, you're the one that said, you know, if it was up to Sasha, you're supposed to be representing your man, and here you are
ooh.
Talking like this.
Burn.
I know, I was so surprised you're a drunk and sloppy bitch.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
All right, so Nicole can't get in touch with Larry.
No.
Larry, this was such a guy move for you to do. He told her that he was in Vegas with somebody, and then I'm assuming didn't tell that person that he said he was going to be with them.
Of course, because that's how guys are.
Not thinking, not picking up their phones.
Knowing that she's going to hunt you down.
She was going nuts.
Like, and that's the other thing. It's like, why would you say Vegas? Like, I'm going to want to know everything. I'm going to be on your Snapchat.
Yes!
Your Instagram. You should have been like, I'm in Milwaukee.
Detail. Yeah,
right.
I'm
like,
in Dubuque, Iowa.
You're
with my grandma.
I'm with
grandma.
Dubuque, Iowa. I'm in Willacoochee, Georgia for the weekend. Going like, to blind fishing
or something. Like, that was just crazy, Larry. So then
Nicole made me mad in that scene though, because I was like, Miss Thing, you are halfway around the world in Thailand and you are opting to stay in the house over a man versus explore this beautiful country and all that it has to offer. You are in your room with your bottom lip poked out and your arms folded, crying your eyes out because of Larry.
After, when you were in America, you were like, I'm going to take this vacation for me. Right. Like, I'm gonna explore
over
myself.
Larry, you've already been shacking up with him for the past 4 years and there's no ring. There's no solidified commitment. So if he was in Vegas, having the hangover part four and his phone was gone, then I mean, girl, that legitimately upset me, because if anything's going to take your mind off of it, going out with the girls and having photo shoots with elephants and all that stuff would be the thing to do.
Right. Or, you know, get a little tan. I expected a scene of her like sitting out in the sun, getting some color, but no, she wanted to call every hotel. Every hotel in Vegas. That's tiring. Hotel. And that takes up a lot of energy.
And he snapped on her ass.
Yeah, and the other thing,
she called,
like,
all his best friends, too.
It gets to a point where that's kind of like, I don't know, girl. Like, that's
obsessive.
Like,
obsessive.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, all the time, like, if this is happening all the time, at 4 years in, you calling Nicole's afraid to lose Larry the same way she got him. Ooh, go ahead,
Melissa Hamilton. You said a word right there. You said how Larry, you get him is how you lose him.
No, but
now she on pins and needles because she know that she was Joanne the scammer to get him.
Yeah. No, look at this. Michelle scammer. D said, "What if he told that dumb lie, knowing she would freak out, so he didn't have to propose?"
yeah, he was quick. But you know what's really even more interesting is that there's a sort of attachment thing. Like, do you think that this whole attachment thing is just a bit too much? Like, when you're attached, like, she has all these expectations. When you're unattached, you don't have these expectations of whether it's going to go this way or whether it's going to be this way, what you thought it would be. You're okay with whatever's coming your way. You're not, you know, just like in your head, in your mind going crazy. Because when you have attachment, that person is like the best thing to you, the best object to you. You're going to do any and everything to get that person's approval.
My thing is like,
that's dangerous. Yeah. Terror.
It's either insecurity thing dangerous. Or Larry fucked up.
You don't put,
and she can't get over that.
You
like
don't
almost
put
like a Brandy from Basketball Wives kind
yes,
of thing. Like that's what I sense. Like, because it just doesn't make sense to me. You're fine. He's fine. You guys have been in a relationship for 4 years, which, I guess in the world of Basketball Wives, like, or in sports
Wags.
Players, whatever, yeah, like, 4 years is like, we should have been married by now. But yes. In real life, and real couples, real love, that want to figure it out, like, 4 years to be with somebody, okay, now's around the time you start thinking about that kind
and
of stuff.
And my thing is, when you put all your eggs in one basket like that, and when you put that much faith into another human being, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Mm-hmm. You don't make somebody your end-all, be-all. That is a rookie dummy move. You don't do that. You can love a person with all of your heart, but that person does not, you don't do that with other people. You don't make someone your end-all, be-all, because people will disappoint you. It is a bona fide, irrefutable fact. You will be disappointed. So why even go through the trouble?
And this trip was supposed to be about Nat and Liv.
I know you're making it about
thing.
You with this temper tantrum.
You know, like doing this great thing with their brand. Like you're supposed to be there, like partying up with them. Like they had to go out their way to try and cheer you up each
time.
Well,
she knows that, you know, that you Nicole know? Has had a pattern in stealing people's moments. Remember Barbie's, the dress fitting. She has a pattern history in Make It About Me.
Oh, Melissa Hamilton. I have been with my fiance for 5 years. If he told me, hey, babe, I'm going to Vegas, then that is where he is. Done deal.
Yeah, you gotta have a lot of trust.
But you have to, because otherwise, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of this? If at 4 years, like honestly, Nicole, at 4 years, you are still in this, maybe he is not the one for you. Because to me, the one for you is, you're never going to think that. You're never going to feel that. You're not going to have that motive, that motion, because that person's going to, for especially 4 years in, understand you and move accordingly.
At most, you know what I would have been? I would have been concerned about his well-being.
And which at first, that's what she said, but that wasn't
afterwards.
Really what
I would have called. I would have called sis, like, hey, have you heard from Larry today? Oh, he texted me early this. Okay, cool. I just was, you know, because he wasn't picking up for me, and I just wanted to make sure he was still alive. He was still with us. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have been. No, then exactly what you just said. Vegas of all cities. I'm not blowing up your stuff. That's where you're at. That's where you told me that you were at, and that is where you're at. Now, if you're going to do anything to betray the trust of this relationship, relationship, I will find out, because everything done in the dark comes to light.
And
that's just what it's going to have to be. But nothing is getting in between me and these delicious Thai spring rolls in front of me. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
Girl, are you kidding
me? And then the fact is, she's like, I can't eat. Like, girl,
that's what I do. I don't sit up there like,
no, and honestly,
rice, more rice.
Well, as the one of the girls, I would have been like, girl, you need to leave.
I know, like, she was
I
like,
I don't want you here. Right.
I don't want you messing up the energy of the trip. So if you don't mind,
be like,
okay.
And dip on the air.
We going with the elephants. Bye.
I know. You want to be inside?
I have done it before.
Yeah, and even Olivia said in the confessional, she's like, she could be a little annoying. And I wrote down on my notes a lot annoying, because she was just like having anxiety. Like,
she was like slamming drawers.
I can just imagine when they get married, if you know what's going to happen.
They make it to the aisle, because a ring around that finger don't always mean a trip down the aisle.
Woo-hoo.
We've seen it happen before. We still waiting on Robert and Angela to walk.
All right.
Yeah. Bobby.
Bob and Ange to walk.
They went to the Thai boxing match, which was intense. And then Larry makes it to Thailand.
Pissed. Because Nicole has now called all of his best friends. Snapchatted, smoke signal, everything. Flare,
ping them.
Fireworks. She's done everything to get in contact with, and I'm sure that in turn, of course, they blew up his stuff. Like, man, your girl is bugging on my line, and I'm with my girl, and now you're causing problems for me.
They should have brought some drugs on the trip. Had she taken some drugs, she would have been...
No, bitch, imagine that bitch shrooming on that. Like, that bitch would have been too much.
She would not have been, like, thinking about this. Just...
maybe that's all Nicole needs.
It might have intensified it.
We need to get Nicole high, girl. We just gonna chill down. You're gonna have a seat, girl. We're gonna get you some indica.
It might have intensified it.
But you know what? Maybe, but I'm saying she just needed to take a chill pill.
She didn't take a damn nap.
Another country.
We get it. You were jet lagged. They had to beat your face upon you getting off of the plane. You're tired. Like, girl, go to sleep.
I think in her mind, she pictured it to be this, like, great thing that he was gonna send her flowers. You see in how Sean sent Nat flowers. She's like, he didn't send me flowers. Mm-hmm. Like,
well,
that
men are different. Like, that's such a juvenile way of thinking. What are we, 14?
And you can't be friends with other women if you're gonna be clocking, oh, he did
and
that.
That's
he
insecure.
Did
that. That's insecurity.
That. Well, then you are with the wrong person. You are with the wrong person. You are not with Larry for the right reason.
Ariane Greenridge says she's gonna be like Ashley from season one, who's been engaged for the last century. Because he's gonna do it just to shut her up.
Yeah.
Girl, this girl was celebrating a victory in her career. That's why she got flowers. What do you, I mean,
because we know Sean ain't shit.
Right. At least Larry was at your reveal to the picture thing. Like, he supports you. Larry's with you, girl. You the one that moved out. You the one that's making all this because you don't have a ring, because you feel pressured by your circle.
Melissa says Sean didn't send those flowers.
Who sent them?
Who sent them then, Melissa?
No, Wags Miami's coming, not Wags.
Well, they're talking about Wags.
The producers did.
Oh.
Maybe.
So that was an allegation.
Maybe.
I believe that I could believe that. Sean ain't swiping no car for no overseas flowers. That means you gotta.
I think
Sean likes her enough. I feel like Sean
just don't like Sean, so I'm biased.
Yeah. I feel you.
You know that bodyguard that had introduced Denzel to Sophia? At first, I thought that was Sean.
Oh, he's like, my boy wanna holler
at
you.
I was like hella confused. I'm like, who is this?
Maybe it was a stand-in.
The hotel sent those flowers for a good review. I can't. Alright, so now Larry wants to go home, and that's where they left us off.
She ruined this. I'm done.
This seems so fake.
Convenient.
This whole scene, Jesse, like, girl.
If you fly, how many hours? Let me find.
It's 13 hours.
It's 13 hours to get to Thailand.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind, within less than a week, is going to turn around and fly their happy ass right back? A 13-hour flight? Are you kidding me?
Not Larry.
He was like, she took the fun out of everything. She kind of does. And Larry, I mean...
And you're still here, Larry.
You got to have a lot of patience with this girl, because maybe she's used to getting her way all the time.
No, they know each other pretty damn well. They've been together for 4 years. Give me a break. I'm not cutting these two any slack. She knows his routine and he knows hers. She knows how he's going to react and he knows how she's going to react.
That's true. Yep. And that's why like, to me, this whole thing was planned. I feel like she knew that she was, like, I think someone said up there, I could totally see, she knew she was going to be proposed to. They're all putting this little thing on. Like, how you be talking about the Basketball Wives, Mr. Chow restaurants. You know what I mean?
The micro conversations. Yeah.
I feel like, especially in the group of, like, Nicole, Natalie, Olivia, those three... have those types of conversations.
It
was so weird. She's like, he better be putting his slippers on and getting ready to brush his teeth.
Girl, you with the wrong man. Like, you need to be with Kentucky Fried Chicken. So what's his name? Colonel Mustard or whatever his name is, bitch.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Mustard's from Coolest. I know, I have Popeyes.
Are we going to do another run?
I low-key could eat KFC right now. I don't know why I'm telling y'all
that. I'm not a KFC girl.
I'm not either,
we got a $5 box last week, guys.
I can't because I had it earlier
today.
And we murdered it. Chicken crumbs everywhere.
I need to murder something else. It was quiet for like 20 minutes straight.
Yo, we ain't talked to no. We were like,
people were mad. Go over there and get that damn popcorn.
Them biscuits were bomb too. They was all warm and succulent.
Wags after Beast and Buzz TVF show brought to you by Popeye's Big $5 box.
No shade. I have not eaten since like 11:30, and it was a 300 calorie chicken salad,
yes,
chicken and quinoa.
Okay, so. With it.
Of course.
What do we get for next week? Because I watched it online.
I didn't see any.
Girl, it's the finale, right? So
it's the finale.
So what are we thinking?
We're going to do a live dance performance to Beyonce's Freedom next week.
Freedom, I can't move. Can we bring water in here?
Yes. Woo! We'll just put it on the top here and splash.
Move the view desk.
Do we think the proposal is going to happen?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. She's going to be like, Larry, please come back. Please.
The proposal's gonna happen.
Do we think?
And that'll be the highlight of the finale.
Tia's gonna snatch Sasha's track
off.
I feel like that's dead.
Yeah.
I feel like that situation's dead. They're not gonna address that next week.
Do we think we're gonna get something about Tia and her man because everyone's questioning?
Yeah, I do think that we're gonna get that.
Wouldn't it be crazy if the whole time Tia was in a relationship with a female?
Oh, and it was like not like a
that
female.
That would explain the pegging.
That would actually be
kind of everything. I would really be into that, like a WNBA player.
Yeah.
I would be into that. That'd be really
that YouTuber with the long dreads.
I would watch the first episode
it's
of season 3.
This female YouTuber with long dreads.
I don't know. There's a lot of women YouTubers with long dreads.
All
right.
Brittany Griner.
You trying to set her up over here?
Maybe Tia's in a relationship with Mercedes. Maybe they're going to hire him for the blowout season finale.
Oh. Now, see, look. If they get some showrunners to do that, y'all, they need to get you over at Eon West.
Yeah, Melissa.
Well, you know, I say that. I don't know. I tweeted this last night. I said, I'm not sure if it's the cast, production, storyline, show concept, or editing, but Wags needs a shakeup because it is incredibly boring.
Girl, it's like this entire season. Shake and bake chicken.
Last season was last season bored me, and last season was better than this season.
Agreed.
You think so?
The first couple episodes this season were great.
Yeah, like three.
Yeah, and
what did you think about that date with Sophia and Denzel?
You're the only one here for it. Because honestly, I thought it was like the most awkward. Like it just was literally like two people standing against a chalkboard, being like, "Hey, hey."
I like your accent. I'm from Canada.
Yeah.
So do you speak German?
I thought it was cute. Maybe because I'm dating someone foreign.
That's the only reason.
That is literally
the only
reason.
And he was cute. And he was like they both
Instagram.
Are cute. And I totally
can
see
her. It would be cuter me turn around talking to this damn screen than what we witnessed on television last night.
I have more in common with the screen than the two of them did.
God.
Just like, horrible.
Here's the thing. And I feel like she's going to find her a nice... She need to find her like
she
Barbie's
need to find
man.
Jesus.
Like Barbie's man. Like a hockey player.
I'm joking.
I see Sophia with a hockey player.
She was with a hockey player.
I don't see Sophia with the black guy. I see her with
the
white guy.
They kissed the kiss was a bit awkward because like she kissed him
because
like,
there's no chemistry.
And then, and then she looks at him like this. She's like,
Trinae, stop trying to make it happen.
Stop trying to make this happen. It's not going to happen. It's awkward. There was no chemistry. And yes, Ariana Greenridge, she is thirsty. She is parched, thirsty. She is Popeye's biscuit with no drink. Thirsty. Choking.
She literally just got the $5 box. She didn't get the $1.15 extra for the small Coke.
Guys, I'm here for it. I'm here.
Okay. Miss Nicole over here, insecure. Rich, you over here rooting on their relationship so your relationship work?
That's not why I'm rooting on girl, the relationship.
Girl, then why? What you want this to work
because
for?
Because
it looked like it's going to be like all the rest of the relationships on this show. Just horrible.
It was cute.
I have more
Sophia
and Mimi Foss.
Sophia's relationship. No, Sophia had a broken heart. Why can't you just be happy for her? She had a broken heart in the beginning of the season, and now she just goes on a date.
I ain't gonna put bad voodoo
on
love.
You
want to
be like a hater? Why?
Power to you, Sophia.
Get it, girl. You know what I mean? I just want the best relationship for Sophia. I don't know if that was.
And I think that this.
I'm
going to
mind my business.
This bitch over here fucking analyzing a 30 second.
Like literally dissect, like on a Young Van Zandt level.
Second segment.
She's like, am I like me?
This ain't got nothing to do with my relationship.
Well, bitch, I'm you just trying to tell about, so maybe I'm rooting for them.
I'm just to say I'm rooting because I can relate to the foreign. I can relate to it. So
I can't. If I love the Popeyes Five Dollar No Drink. That's amazing.
Right?
I can't. All right, we're wrapping this up because I mean we're gonna ramble until fucking.
No, we won't. Char, grab that pocketbook.
Girl, I'll change the whole after show. I'll be like, did y'all catch the view? No, I'm just kidding. Wendy's back.
I know.
Anyways, all right, we want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me everywhere at Char Says So,
and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Girl Trine.
Yeah. Until next week, guys. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.